Yes, but there is also Kratto, who is the first of the Teris to transform into a Swamma in modern times, although this is not known because he hid in the mountains of Utna. Here is there. And also this Pedrito is there on the ship, who is from a plant very similar to ours. He is my soulmate. We both are on a mission in our planets. We are servants of God, who is love. Viteri pulled his green hair on the sides of his head, listening. All these spaceships, beings of other planets, soulmates, missionaries, love God. Please, Vinky, to tell me that all this is a fantasy. It cannot be more than that. The reality is not as bizarre as children's story. Tell me, please. If not, you do not say so. I think my head will explode. This universe is not how you paint it in your books. Fantasy, it is not reality. And I could not have been wrong for so many years. I and the scientists, the reasonable and serious people, all are wrong. Yes, Gora, all are mistaken for millennia, said Emmy from the microphone, making a leap to Terry. WHO said that. Emmy, Uncle Gora. He has a microphone in his ship with him that can make his voice heard wherever he wants. Not to mention that he can speak any language, I thought. I am in fear. Maybe spirits. Evil beings. Said Clucker with a trembling voice. Do not fear, aunt. Amy is very good and is of flesh and blood. It really is as I said in the books. Goro appeared to have come to a conclusion. Who knows? Well, it is evident that there is an unknown technology, but not from another world. Clearly it is ridiculous, or maybe yes. It is crazy to think so. I don't know. What is not apparent is if they have good intentions. Maybe they are using us. I think I will call the PP. This may be a threat to Kia. What is the PPME? I asked him, but Kratto responded, you're right, BRRRI said. There are some who choose everything beautiful, including work. Said Kratto, the permanent work of each person is like a photograph that reveals the quality of his soul, explained Ami, but do not discriminate, he added. You will see that even in PP there are good people. My love. A threat to Kia? Vinka asked her uncle with a bit of irony. There are chugs disguised as tuckers. Gora said with distrust. I imagine what he said was something like wolves disguised as sheep, I said. Ami start to laugh out loud. So Pedro, you can see that mistrust is universal and it always uses the same images. See how is the Terry mind? When it is finally time to have the capacity to accept a superior reality, it needs to reduce it to its own level. It accepts it, yes, but always as something as horrible as its own outlook. Gore half-heartedly accepts that there is life on other worlds, but of course it has to be evil beings. Even if they knew about certain beautiful dimensions of existence, about some wonderful souls of the cosmos. And there are also tuckers not in disguise, uncle, they too exist. How nice it would be. But no. It cannot be. It cannot be. No, of course, said Ami on the microphone, everything in the universe must be as dreadful as it is in Kia. That cannot exist realities or superior beings naturally. Kia is the best existence amongst millions and millions of stars and galaxies. Kia is the highest point of evolution of universal life. Right, Gora? Vinka, I and Kratto laughed, and Gora wavered a bit hearing the joke that Ami made of his thoughts. Don't know, I do not speak with those who do not dare to show their face. If they have won. What do I know? I need to think. My head hurts. Let's go to bed. But the sun has not yet set, uncle. It is okay. You stay here, I will go to bed to read your books to know better. You have not read them yet, uncle? I read serious literature, not things of childhood. Well, see you tomorrow and tell your friends to stop spying with that hidden camera respecting our private life. Vinka started laughing. Looked above and said, did you hear that, guys? Ami took the microphone again. See you tomorrow and try to accept a bit that not everything is as horrible as you think, my friend Gora, and do not discuss these things with anyone at all because it could get complicated. Okay? It is okay, said Gora reluctantly and locked himself in his room, banging his door. Ami switched off his screen. Everything went better than expected. There was much progress in a single session, but do not get overexcited yet. The Terry mind suffers from influence of the tyrant of the world and... How is that galactic child? Asked Kratto. Ami explained him everything about this subject of tyrant and showed him the screen, and meanwhile I watched the other side. Brr, thanks enough for me. We better see another side. The young man of the golden sword appeared, but now he had pink hair, violet eyes and ears of Swamma. That is a champion, thrust the swords. Ho ho ho. The archetypes change according to the world they are imagined in, explained Ami. I asked if the Terry mind also receives influence of that young man. As much as they accept this influence, they stop being Terry little by little. More sooner or later, all Terrace will cease to be. Always the love wins, and you know why? No, because God is love. Krato got serious and said, you are right, Ami. I know it, I have lived it. It was then that I wrote that parchment and I stopped being Terry. So you had this illuminating experience being a Terry? Asked Ami, as Terry as Gora. Do you see? God does not despise his lost sheep, said Ami. His lost what? Said the mountain man. His lost tuckos. Are neither me Ami, you do not despise anyone, Krato? None of the tuckos that walked lost in my mountains, so I grabbed one. A delightful overflowing spicy sauce. Ho ho ho. By the way, I'm hungry. Let us return home. Ami took the controls while we laughed. I thought of taking Krato to the earth so that he can see if he really wants to live there. Fantastic. Head towards the earth then, electronic child. But dot, it would have to be fast dot, unless you have here inside a dot. I do not know if you have such things here. A what, Krato? A toilet, said Ami laughing, because I caught what the old man is thinking. That sparked my curiosity. Seriously, never knew if dot you use toilet, Ami. What do you think I go for to the other side of the tree, he said between laughs. That means you too. And what do you want? I still do not nurture myself only with the energy of love of the sun and of oxygen as they do in other levels of existence. The behind you there is a toilet, Krato, second door to the left. I go ooh, said the Swamma running towards the toilet. Moments later he returned saying, eh, that is not a toilet, there is nothing there, it is an empty room. Oh, you are right. I forgot to explain you. You just need to go in and close the door. I am a mountain man but not a dirty one. I am not going to leave that place wet. There is not even a miserable rain there. Ami could not hold his laughter. No, Krato, no. You just have to enter and do nothing. But if I want to do dot, for what do I enter the then? To do nothing? Ami had to work hard on himself to stop laughing and be able to explain. You enter that room, close the door and do nothing. Then return here. Then you will see that you have no more need to. Ah, that is a place to let go of the need. But sometimes we have to do it. No, I do not understand and I can no more stand here. I go. Soon we heard his voice from the room. Ah, what a relief. Eh, this is fabulous, kids. How is that, Ami? Nothing, you go there and some rays get activated that dematerialize the undesirable substances from your skin from inside your body. This model of toilet is more advanced than the one in my ship's interior. These rays are capable of knowing what type of germs are adverse or strange in an organism and in a specific ecosystem and eliminate them or inactivate them depending on the case, so it also serves as a disinfection chamber and is also used before someone descends to a place where their germs could be harmful to that environment. I remembered that in my previous trips I could not get down into the evolved world, only looked at them through windows or monitors because my germs may cause problems. Does that mean with this ship I could descend into an evolved world? Right, thanks to the disinfection chamber, which also serves as a bath, and that is its most common use. That is incredible. And you also do not use rolls of puaf exclamation mark dot nothing. This is prehistorical for us, fortunately. And to bathe yourself? They're in the same room. It dematerialized all undesirable things in your body, head clothes, it washes clothes. Clear. So you never undress. Ami laughed and said, we have to change the clothes from time to time even if they are clean, and also to soak up the sun on the skin, to walk barefoot on the grass, to remove clothing, to swim in the water. And do you also remove clothes too? Yes, said Ami, perceiving that I wanted to know if they make love. Rogue. I said with malice, gently pinching on his cheek. Ami, in the midst of laughter, explained, This is a subject that is taught to us from very young age, and we take it with much respect and without malice, Pedro. For us, sexuality is a sacred force apart from generating life, allowing a higher form of communication, joy, internal growth and creativity between two people who love each other, and so we respect this force very much. We consider it the highest gift of love that we can offer to our beloved, and also that is why we do not taint it or degrade it. I feel like new. I went there and everything changed. My clothes smell like washed, my hair is not matted. This is witchcraft, Ami. That is a technology, Krato, nothing more than that. I wanted to go to see that invention. It was like what the old man said, a prodigy. With such a thing at home, I would want to bathe always. No loss of time, no freezing, no slipping, no need to leave the bathroom wet, no need to spend money on towels. I want that earth becomes like Ophir. I exclaimed, half serious, half jokingly. That needs to be earned, Pedro, helping love to reign inside and outside of you in order to wipe out the shadows of pain and lies, and this way the tyrant weakens and cannot find servants. Then they will come to us, because only then they deserve our total help, open and public. We have arrived on the earth, friends. This world of yours is very beautiful, Pedro. But we are destroying it, Krato. Same as those at Kia, said the ex-Terry. Those? Said Ami. Those the terrace, not me. I never did anything bad on my mountains. But neither did you do any good. You did not get into anything as if it was none of your business. If no one does anything good, the reign of hatred spreads for millennia and millennia. I cannot do anything, Ami. I am not going to go out and kill Terrace. And if it is not to kill but teach, I already wrote the parchment, and now am I have the right to live in peace. Ho ho ho. Don't you have something to eat out here? I feel as if my guts are empty. You are an old guy, you like changing the subject when it does not suit you. That is a trap, Krato. What? It is true that I am empty guts out a child. He continued pretending. And it is also true that we should never stop working serving. It is not enough to do good once and say goodbye to live off of the revenues. Those who are in true harmony with God can never leave work, can never stop serving. Why, Ami? Because you cannot stop loving. That is why in the higher world no one is retiring, there are no strikes, nobody dodges the bulk of his work, of his service to the community. Really? Yes, but it also true that our authorities in charge also make sure that we work in the areas where we have more talent, and that is precisely what most of us like to do. This way, yes. Here on earth there are not so many considerations that each one can do whatever he wants to do. And this way they loose the work of so many talents. There are many things which needs to be improved. For me there is not better holiday than to work. This is my prize, this what I do now. I know that by boomerang or law of cause and effect I am earning something good apart from the satisfaction that comes from what I do, but never I think of that. This is my paradise and my heaven, to serve. The words of Ami left me a little undone. It was true that I wrote two books, but on the other side I wasted hours and hours in video games in my city and in the spa, and also in game playing on my computer or browsing on the internet or watching TV too much without doing anything helpful. Ami began to laugh at my thoughts and I was relieved. Never mind that. Do not punish yourself. The desire to serve is something that grows little by little. I was also like you, you will be like me. Everything must mature harmoniously. If the desire is not yet born in you, the desire to serve in a form much constant, do not do it, because you cannot serve by obligation, employment or self-imposition. In the matters of love nothing can be obligatory but with freedom, and if it is not with freedom then it is not of love. And when the belly is empty then also there is no love, ho ho ho. The old man was really hungry. Bring some nuts to Krato, Pedrito. Ami was referring to a food with nutty flavor but sweet, which I had tried in our first trip and I had loved it. This is edible? Yes, try one. Let's sing. Puff. This is disgusting. They seem like sweet tapas, are not spicy. Let us leave this child in his house, maybe his grandmother will sympathize with my empty stomach. Let's go, but you cannot descend. It will not be good that they see you a being of space like you, Krato. You are the creature of space, I am not. Quack. I am what I am. Then let us leave this child and return to Q Satellite Child. I have my Garabalo with spicy sauce at home. I can hear him cry groaning, come Kratto, come to eat me soon please. Ho ho ho. We arrived at the spa. The night was filled with stars. Do you want me to accompany you so that you can introduce me to your grandma? Bitro joked the old man. Not in your dreams, my grandma is capable of putting you in a pot of hot sauce. Why? Do you have tender meat? Ho ho ho. Wait for me in the forest tomorrow early morning, Pedrito Ami said to me when I was about to abandon the ship. That was the first time that I was going to go down without pain in my heart. This time no, there would not be a long separation with Vinca or Ami or Kratto. It would only be one night. Of course the matter would not be so easy, but at that time I luckily did not know it. Ami descended me in the rocks. When I went near the rock with engraved winged heart I looked up but did not see anything except stars. Chapter 4 Cosmic Grandma. I was expecting my grandma to be practicing yoga in the hall. This time you did not come in, sad Pedro. You have a different face, same as when you left this morning. Did you meet with Ami and with Vinca? She asked me. I went crazy sick bad. I was taken by surprise and could not respond to her, just looked at her with big eyes like fried eggs. You know? I believe in whatever you write in your books, little child. This morning while I tended the clothes in the yard I saw a round vehicle made of silver pass by in the sky. It kept going to greater heights until I lost sight of it. It had a winged heart on the base. Then it made me thinking, so I went to read your books. In addition, as I take care of myself and take vitamins, I managed to remember those tasty extraterrestrial nuts that you brought for me one day, and now you appear happy for the first time. Earlier you were sad because Ami had not returned yet. Isn't that true? Yes, I believe that you were actually with him and with Miss Vinca. Those words left me dumbfounded. On the one hand it frightened me, but on the other hand I felt a great hope to finally share my secrets with someone in my world, and if it was going to be my grandmother, the person most loved by me on this planet, it was the best things happening to me. Seriously, grandmother? Yes, son, said my grandma with much honesty in her eyes. And you are not going to tell anyone? Why do you think so? Of course not. The people do not believe in these marvelous realities, and they think that one raves if he touches this subject. And will you believe me if I boarded the ship which you saw? Yes, Pedrito, I thought so when I saw it. You look so happy. And the extraterrestrials do not give you fear? I was enthused more and more. No, because the main force of the universe is love, so I think that those beings who man these ships so fantastic and advanced as that I saw, they must be more evolved, much more than us, in the path towards love, and for this reason they must be much more loving, friendly, peaceful and good. I hugged her and I started to cry on her shoulder like a fool. I felt that new possibilities opened up for me. I ask you one thing, Pedrito, just one favor. Whatever you want, Grandma, if I can, whatever you want. Let me meet Ami when he returns. I hugged her again, laughing happily. Tomorrow you shall meet him. Tomorrow itself? He did not leave for another year this time? She asked, confused. I thought it was wonderful to be able to talk openly with her about these things. I wanted to know more and more. She was listening with content as I recounted the recent events, a little alarmed by the possibility of Gora not giving his permission to Vinku, although I said that I had faith that everything was going to be resolved. Never in my life I slept as happy as that night, firstly because I now had a brand new grandmother, secondly because I was close to my bigger dream, never separating any more from Vinka. The next day my grandma was asked, excited as I was, so much that she wanted to join me to go to the forest to know Ami. I told her that I would first have to ask him if it was possible. She agreed. I went to the forest. This time I did not have to wait much. Over my head saw first the yellow light, I was lifted up and I came to the interior of the ship. There they were, Ami and Kratto, smiling. And Vinca? I asked. Well, in your continent time is earlier than that on Kratto, so I passed by you first. Now we will return to Q to see what new is happening there. millions of kilometers as if nothing, as if going to the corner and coming back. How barbaric am I? Billions of kilometers, Pedro. But Columbus will be equally surprised if he saw your current world that his famous travel can be made these days in just few hours flight with those slow gadgets that you use, which spend non-renewable fuels and put out an awful noise. Well, let's go, boys. But first I want to ask you something, Amy. I just got what you are thinking. Your grandma already knows everything and now you want her to get to know me? I am pleased, everything will be easier as well, and of course I also want to meet her. That made me jump with joy. Let's go walking, I will follow you, Pedrito. Yes, let's go, said Crato, inviting himself. Do not even think of it. If they see you with those ears and that appearance, they will imprison you and investigate until the roots of that medium pink hair, warned Amy. Well, they would be delighted admiring my beauty. Ho ho ho. And you will be examined from inside as well with a pointed knife. I think my feet are paining. I will wait here. Ho ho ho. Give me greeting to your grandma, Pedrito. Good, we leave you. All the controls are left deactivated so that you do not commit any mischief and do not end up in Andromeda, laughed the child of the stars. Can you leave a TV on for me? I would like to watch a sport of this world. What kind of sport do you like, Crato? Something like Rocotoco. That means something like armadillo, net Pedro, because Roco is an animal of Kia which looks like an armadillo but a lot faster, and Toco is net, explained Ami. And what kind of sport is that, Crato, I asked him. Each player has a stick that has a net on its tip. We would throw the Roco and it needs to be caught in the net, but you cannot run more than 3 steps with the animal this way. You have to throw it away to another companion, taking care that the opposite team does not catch it until you reach the arch where it should be thrown into Y-goal. It is fabulous. And if your companion is unable to catch it and the animal falls to the ground? Then he needs to leave running and the opposite party gets a point, because catching it is not easy. But the poor thing is going to be hurt on a fall. No, because the Rocos transform into an armored hard ball when they go into the air and are about to fall, but later catch me if you can. Ho ho ho. I was the star of the Utna Fierce. I used to be called Roco Red. And why is that? Well, because very often I by mistake would launch the Roco, and that hard shell with legs used to collide with the head of the most dangerous of the opposite team, leaving him out of the combat. Ho ho ho. You were too dirty to play then. It was not my fault that someone walked with their soft heads into the way of my Roco. Ho ho ho. I told you that this is the least spiritual swammer of Kia, said Ami, switching on a monitor. But do not believe much in his fantasies. Here you are. This is a game called football and is a sport much popular in this planet. It is played with just legs and the head. And they kick that poor painted Roco. That is not a Roco but a soft ball. Taking it into hands is forbidden. The blue team has to put it in the arch there, the white team in the opposite. Give it to M. We are white. They dress same as my team of Rocotoco, the fierce Utnas wipe them off the map, exclamation mark. What team is that, Emmy, the white one? It is the Rapid of Bucharest, Romania. They are playing for. You are alone facing the arch. Boots strong now, yes. Yay. This is not good. He was going inside, but someone who is not blue caught the ball with his hands. It is the goalkeeper of the blue team, Crato, only he can take it with his hands. You will understand it bit by bit. By pressing this you can see other channels. See you soon. See you soon. What a good kick. How the blue one flew. Ho ho ho. What happened? Who is that in black coming with a red paper in his hand and looking so angrily at the white man who made such a good stride? He is the umpire. He is a kind of police of the game, and that red card signifies that that player is expelled from the team because the kicks here are not allowed. Exclamation mark. Ah. He didn't even touch it. The blue is just all drama, Ami, complaining like he was trying to impress the referee. How much did they pay you? You're bought. I don't know of a rule like that, Ami. Hey. Did you win your credentials in a raffle or what? I felt that if Crato comes to the Earth he is going to adapt very rapidly to some habits of my world, I commented, laughing while descending to the forest. And with his past Terry, they are not going to be good habits. Like the last time 2 years ago, people looked at Ami with much love, believing that he was a beautiful child dressed in a costume for a party, maybe even patting his head once in a while. He seemed to be happy with the situation. Me too, and I was feeling much less worried than last time, because now many knew about Ami and his capabilities. We walked into the house. My grandma came towards us, smiling. On seeing Ami, she hugged him with great emotion. How much goodness and light in those eyes! Exclamation mark. Yes, this child is not from here. God bless you. May he always protect you well, child. He started laughing. He always protects me, grandma, but I am not so a child. Not that much well, ha ha. What a bliss to be able to embrace a being so advanced, an inhabitant of another world. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity, my God. Thank you, Ami. Thank you for being the master of my grandson. That caused me grace. My grandma believed that Ami was my master. A child. I started to laugh. She did not understand anything. Ami is not my master, grandma. He is my friend. He looked at her in a special way. She seemed to have understood something and said, oh yes, you are right, little boy. So thanks for being such a friend of my grandson, Ami. For me, it is a pleasure. It is what I love very much. I do it with all my love. Well, we are going. Forgive me to not invite you to come with us, grandma. No problem. Even if you invite me, I would not come, Ami. Why? Are you afraid? It is not fear, Ami. It is that I do not want to know much wonders, because then I will feel sad about everything in this world, as has happened to Pedrito, that sometimes gets angry with everyone because everyone here is a little cheat. I felt bad. These are private things, grandma. It is that I cannot help myself but compare them with the people of Ofo. I justified myself. And you do not compare yourself with those people, Pedro? Ami asked me. Well, that is why I will not come. I prefer to ignore many good things and also many bad things. You are right, grandma. We know that these trips come with certain psychological dangers. It is not easy to discover a wonderful evolved world and later have to return to live in another place where there is no rain of love. And that is another reason that makes these contacts so scarce. Bring the cake that I made this morning. Leave some for Miss Vinca and also a bit for Mr. Kratto. Sir. Kratto? Ha, ha, ha. What thing you say, grandma? That is an old Highlander. Sir. Kratto Pedrito. The one who wrote such a parchment deserves all my respect and admiration. What? Do not you say so to him. If someday you meet him, you are going to inflate his ego, but he is very good and very funny. Well, see you soon, grandma. Have you not forgotten to say something to your grandma, Pedro? No. About what? About Kratto. No, nothing. Except that is a very ugly old man. Ha, ha, ha. Well, see you later, grandma. You forgot to give his greeting, Pedro. Ah, that. Yes, he sent you greeting. Well, see you soon. Seriously? Oh, what an emotion. A beautiful soul. And of another world. Tell him that I appreciate it much and that I reciprocated the same. And that whenever he want, he can come to have a cup of tea here to discuss about his planet and of mine. My grandma was too touched by this buffoonery. Tea? If ever he comes, he is not going to tea but dot. I said, what will he take then, Pedrito? Wine. What do I know, but surely not tea. Oh, then I will go buy wine for his visit. Take care of yourself, drive carefully, Ami, respect the regulation traffic light. Or whatever you have. Do not worry, grandma, responded in the midst of laughter as the little being dressed in white and we said goodbye. Tried to return with Vinca, said my grandma from a distance. When we came back to the ship, the football game had finished and Kratto was watching other programs. On seeing us, he came towards us very excited. We won. Ho ho ho. We won. Ho ho ho. They got a penalty. Of course it was shameless. The blue received a face kick out of bounds. The hit cost a free throw, but while he had it, it cost a penalty and was thrown out of the game. But we got it. We had to play with two men short. The referee should have been wearing blue. What a win. Even though they didn't count the beautiful goal, the white were perfectly placed on the field. They passed to two defensemen after the ball had been flying towards him. But the referee and the line guards did some stupid things and told the quarterback he was in an illegal position and they didn't count it. All the same, we beat them 3-2.